As we head into this holiday season, political leaders are unmerrily locked in a battle over how to cut federal spending and raise revenue. And this could mean meddling with tax deductions that many Americans hold dear.
So this week and next, we're taking a closer look at individual deductions and tax credits that might be on the chopping block.
We're calling it our 12 Days of Deductions, and today, a tax credit that the president holds dear. It's the American Opportunity Credit. It helps families pay for college tuition.
This one goes back to the 2009, so this is really was new with the Obama administration, and it really enhanced a prior provision in the code called the HOPE Credit.
Tax analyst Mark Luscombe of CCH, a unit of Wolters Kluwer, says the new credit boosted the maximum that families could receive to $2,500.
It raised income limits and increased number of years you could receive the credit, from 2 to 4. It also became refundable.
A refundable credit means that basically you get the credit whether you owe any tax or not. So that helped low-income taxpayers.
And lawmakers will have to take action on this because the American Opportunity Credit expires at the end of the year.
Extending it would cost the government an estimated $10 billion. Now, if there's no action, it automatically reverts back into the less generous HOPE credit. Tomorrow, we'll have a look at Section 179. That might sound a little bland, but it's a nice boost for businesses.